FM Brentwood's only alternative. It's a little bit chaotic in the studio at the moment. We have the five members of Blair's Brentwood band basically fighting with each other to decide what songs they're going to play, who's going to stand where the furniture's going to go. It's good. It, you know, gives it a little bit of an edge. It's what we need. You just heard PJ Harvey, of course, The Words That Make His Murder, and before that, Sheffield band Blesser with a track from their debut album, Love Is an Evil Word, and that was Unfurled, that came out in June. Right, are we close to saying hello to Flares? Hello, Flares.
Hello.
Oh, hang on a minute. Right, I've got to put that microphone up. Hello.
Hello.
Right, hi. Would you all like to introduce yourself very briefly?
I'm Harry. I do lead guitar, but not tonight. Okay. Get a chance tonight.
I'm Reese. I'm the bassist. Not playing tonight.
I'm Sam, I play drums.
Right, I just got this bizarre thing where I've just turned one mic on and I've made you all get up to talk to the mic. But thank you for getting up and talking to the mic anyway. It's a good bit of initiative.
There's two more of us,
okay,
yeah.
So that's the non-musician side of the band tonight, who aren't actually participating just yet in the music. And the musicians are?
I'm Ollie, and I'm vocalist and guitarist.
And I'm Sean, I'm guitarist and vocalist.
Okay, great. Okay, we've got five of you here tonight. We're going to have three acoustic songs, is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. So we're glad we got that sorted out in the end. Okay, well, what's the first song that you're going to play?
It's called The Short Story of Moving On.
Okay, right, when you're ready.
Test for the testament, long awaiting, it's time to die. Here's the light and here's the new day, shining so damn bright. Yesterday is behind and gone, think about that sun, it's all been told. Get away and think about it, move yourself along. Time to reflect, time to move on. Hold out all of your life. I don't need no words from it all. So good, feels right. Tidying my head up to the sides. Do it right, think it through. Tidying my I don't need no excuse. In my head is all I do it right. Think it through. Tidying my head up to the stars. Do it right. Think it through. Tidying my head up to the stars. Break it now, don't say it now, don't put me down. You never say you need it now. Don't break it now, don't say it now, don't put me down. You never say you need it now. So good, feels right. Tidying my head up to the stars. Do it right, think it through. Tidying my head up to the stars.
Wait for applause.
Come on, round of applause. Come on, we've got all these people sitting here doing nothing. At least you can do is applaud your fellow band members. That was great. That was first track, Short Story Moving On. Okay, so moving on, the second track we're going to do, this is one that you've just written, is that right?
Yeah, it's so new that we haven't actually got a name for it yet.
Okay, so it joins the many Untitled. Yes. Then so here we go, Flares and Untitled, when you're ready.
In a happy song, lose yourself in someone's poem. Whoa-oh. Staying up till three on Friday night, contemplating things that weaken your life. It's so hard when you're so high. Whoa-oh. I got the talents of a master in disguise. You'll never discover all my lies. I got the grace of a tiger. Differences aside, I just need to follow on. It's enough to make me die. I just want, I just need, I just see everything. Won't you say?
Good work on the crowd bit there. Brilliant. That was Untitled, that one. Yes, everyone's left the mics while there's just a little bit of shuffling about here. Yes, that was Untitled. Okay, we're going to have one more song in the session when we're ready. Harry has just sat down, yeah. Grabbed the guitar. Are you okay? Right, this is going to be an oldie that you've re-recorded very recently. When I say an oldie, it's about
it's an oldie for us. We're only going for nearly 2 years.
But we'll talk about the history and the re-recordings and everything after that. So, who's singing this one?
Ollie.
Oh, you're still singing. Brilliant. Still singing. Okay, so this is the third final song from tonight's session. This is Pillar to Post. So, when you're ready, take it away.
To take it in, does it seem like I'm broken? Will this end? Bring the fire, bring the flare. House desire from that south despair. Bring the fire, bring the flare. House desire touching last and so close. Yours is to stare at long for. Your contagious, my contagion. Pushing this issue from pillar to post. In a lot she longs for something with deeper meaning. Your contagion. contagious, my contagion, pushing this issue from pillar to post. One and the devil's peak, broken, crumbling, and both weak. In the end, at the lion's den, once again, bring the fire, bring the flare. House desire from death, stop despair. Bring the fire, bring the flare. House desire, touching last and so close. Yours is to stare at long for. You're contagious, my contagion, pushing this issue from pillar to post. Touching last and so close. Yours is to stare at long for. You're contagious, my contagion, pushing this issue from pillar to post.
Very good indeed, yeah. The audience are going wild. Pillar to Post, that was Flares. That was three songs from Flares. Brilliant. Okay, well, we're going to play a song and just position you all out on the mics, and then we'll have a chat after the song. And the song, of course, is more Flares, because this is a new song from you. Maybe first radio play, is that right?
Yeah, it is. It's the first post for a lot of people. It's not mastered yet, so it might be a bit quiet, but it's pretty much ready. So, yeah, we'll
turn the volume up.
Yeah.
See if that works. Okay, this is a new song from Flares. This is What We Do. New song from Flares, What We Do. That was very nice. That sounded very nice.
Thank you.
Just thought I'd let you know that.
Not
okay.
You, Harry.
Sounded very nice. Anyway, that was... We just heard Flares, and then we just heard some more Flares. So, hello, Flares again.
Hello.
Flares on flares.
Okay, lots of flares. Okay, right, we're a bit of an experiment here. We've got five people in front of the mics, each got their own mic. I've got no idea who's going to answer what, so jump in when you can. Let's try and keep it fairly civil and orderly, you know. Okay, so we've got Harry on lead guitar, Ollie on vocals and rhythm guitar, Sean on rhythm guitar, Sam on drums, and Reese bass stroke dancing.
Yeah,
and,
I can
attest to that. He has been dancing, and we've caught it on video, so that'll be up on the Phoenix FM website.
Excellent.
Later, which is good.
It's good
to see a band with a dancer. There's not enough bands with dancers.
I mean, we're quite stationary on stage, apart from Reese. Well, Sam would love to, but he's drumming.
I would love to get up and dance.
Yeah, Reese has been off stage, just once at the moment, but I'm sure he'll add to that tally soon. Yeah,
it was a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, right, let's go back, start at the beginning. You've been together about 2 years or so.
Yeah, well, 2 years in the three of us, but as a whole band, year and a half, 18 months.
Okay, how did you all get together? Was it sort of same school or same...
Yeah. The three of us at the same school, and Sam as well. Not forgetting Sam. Me and Sean were chatting for a while, so we both play guitar. We should start a band.
All right. Which school? Because you're local boys, aren't you?
Yeah, St. Martin's.
Oh, St. Martin's. So is it Shenfield or Brentwood? Is it, or Hutton? We're not sure. Should we say Brentwood?
Yeah. Okay. Brentwood. Brentwood.
Brentwood boys. Okay. It's definitely massive. Part of Brentwood.
And then Reese got involved.
Yeah, Reese is from Rockford.
Oh, right.
Someone has to be.
We need a rough edge.
Yeah.
Hey, it's another world out there, isn't it? Anyway, other side of the M25. Why did you choose the name Flares? Is this a fashion thing, or is it a shining light?
Really, it's more of a shiny light your own flare at Glastonbury type thing.
Oh, right, okay.
Slade wearing... Well, we do cover Slade, but we don't wear a Flares. We haven't yet. No one has. I don't know.
Might.
Maybe Reese might.
they could be coming back in. You never know. It could happen anytime. So, okay, so you're Shining Lights. How would you describe yourself to someone who hadn't heard you before?
It's hard. At first, I thought we were going to be an indie band, but we're not at the moment. We'll see where we go, but it's more just traditional rock at the moment, I'd say. I mean, we like to mix acoustics with electric. We try and do something that you haven't heard before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not indie yet, but we might be.
A lot of our songs start on acoustic, and we don't want to lose that. So yeah, keep the acoustic in and then bring the electric in afterwards.
Because you called yourself, on your Facebook, you called yourself Post Indie, which I'm not quite sure exactly what
that
is.
Yeah, no, that was me, because I was trying to say we weren't... No, to be honest, if you think about it, you can't be post-independent. But, no, we were just saying that indie's kind of been the same for a while. Not saying that we're leading the way, but music's always changing.
It's good to invent your own genre, because you get post-rock and...
Post-punk,
yeah, of course, easy one.
And we're not any of them, so...
Post-hardcore.
I thought a little bit, don't take this the wrong way, because it's not meant to be an insult, I thought a little bit proggy, particularly the last song.
I'd take that. Yeah, that.
Short songs, but they don't have to be long songs to be proggy. But,
I'd say that, yeah.
I thought there was a little bit of the Steve Hogarth brilliant in Ollie's voice there, so I thought that was,
we could do a 15-minute song, 20.
Yeah, we could do.
It's good to... it's good to see some young people that know who Steve Hogarth is. Brilliant. Well done.
I am pretending. I am not aware of Steve Hogarth.
You just burst my bubble. Yeah.
I have no idea.
They are they're a band.
Enlighten me.
They've been going years and years and years, so they're really old. But they all look really young, which sickens me personally. that's the first thing. They started off as they're called neo-progressive, they called it. And a lot of long songs, a lot of long guitar solos and keyboard solos, but they've become very much a sort of an acoustic kind of, not unlike Pillar to Post, that kind of thing. They've been going 20 years. They were the first band to actually do crowdfunding for their albums.
Oh, wow, interesting.
They were doing it about 15 years ago.
They were getting
their albums paid for by just getting their fans to sign up for it in advance. No one was doing it at the time. So they're kind of pioneers with that. So, that's kind of what I thought. Bit Floydish as well, maybe a bit Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
you must know Pink Floyd.
I'll take that. Yeah, no, I'd say Pillar to Post a bit.
I'd make you go home and do some homework if you didn't know.
Oh no,
I think we all know Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
a little bit of that. Okay, so because you've got some other influences you list on your, other likes and other influences on your Facebook. I don't really think you sound like any of them at all. But
I went from the other day because I went on them and it was like Bombay Bicycle Club and Ollie from States said he said to me, "You remind me of guitarist at Bombay Bicycle Club," and I was thrilled at the time.
I can hear a little bit
as
of
a
that.
Band.
I can hear a little bit of Block Party with the early guitar work, maybe first album, Silent Alarm.
Yeah.
Arctic Monkeys?
No. Well,
can you do me a favour?
Some new songs.
Can you take that out and put Marillion, and you can put in brackets, we don't really know who Marillion are.
Okay, we'll do that.
I think that would...
I do that when we get home.
Yeah, that's it. Just to re-establish your credentials. Okay. So we heard some songs today. You actually had a debut EP last year, which was For the Records Part 2.
No, that was the first track on it. The record was called All This One.
Ah, right, okay. That was the lead track, For the Record Part 2. Where was Part 1?
Part one was when we did the first round of songs. It was I think Pillar to Post was the first song that came to the band, and then Ollie, I think your first song was For the Record. It's just For the Record at the time. It didn't have a title.
Right.
I named it Ollie's Dreadful at Naming Songs. Hence, we got an untitled one today. But then he kind of redid it because it wasn't either good enough or he wanted to read it.
I bet I used the same lyrics.
No,
just a completely different guitar.
And it just suited part two because it was basically the same song. But
again, very prog rock. Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall is Another Brick in the Wall part two.
Officially. Yeah. Oh, excellent.
So, there you go. Yeah,
that's where we took the inspiration from.
Good save.
Yeah.
how long did the songs take to put together? Who's the main song? Is there a main songwriter, or do you all chip in?
At the moment, Ollie.
Yeah, and then Ollie brings something to me and Harry, and then
I just kind of
build a song.
Yeah, I just kind of play away on the guitar and come up with very basic chords, and and then Harry's like, "That's good. But we're going to add this other stuff over the top of it." That's basically it.
Yeah. I mean, the first EP that we had, I think I had 3/4 of the songs written, and then you had 4 of the record to add to it. But Pillar to Post is probably the best band song we've got, because I brought the guitar to it. Sean wrote the lyrics in our first ever practice.
Yeah.
We changed it slightly, but it was basically the same.
And then, I mean, Ollie sings on it now, so it's, everyone's involved.
Yeah.
As well as our drummer. And does someone want to say hello? No?
You're all right.
That's all right. You can take as much or as little part as you like. You know, there's no rules. Or
I'll take a little, please.
Okay.
That's cool.
I'll take his own little segment for a bit.
Yeah, it's a solo part.
What do you want me to talk about?
No.
It's our hour of power.
Yeah, we'll stick to the script. I mean, what the songwriting, is it sort of a, like an abstract storytelling, or is it very personal, or what would you say?
I think we've got quite overly personal.
We haven't got overly personal, yeah. Oh, I've got a really personal one, which Ollie, I played to Ollie, yeah. And Ollie wanted me to play tonight, and it's just about people that I've met recently, well, not that recently, but I've never written like that before, so it's interesting for me to do,
right.
And I sing on it as well, and I don't sing, so that was fun.
Are they good memories or bad memories? Are you going to settle
a few
scores?
Mixture. Well, the song's called He Never Thinks of You,
right?
Which isn't particularly positive.
No.
But... Nice. It's a mixture of both.
Well, it's in your power as a band to trash people that have let you down.
Yeah.
I think that's why people go into music anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Good. Okay, and have you been recording any videos, or you haven't recorded any yet?
No, I suggested an idea to Ollie that we do a video, but the only thing it's looking like is a lyric video, and I'm not really a fan of those.
Mm.
I mean, only big bands go over that. Just because it's easy just to look at a lyric video, but I mean, we wouldn't be able to do anything professionally. Don't forget about it. I mean, we're all at uni, so we haven't, well, apart from Reese, we haven't got the money really to do anything that we'd really enjoy. But no, the EP, I think it's 2-track at the moment. What We Do and Put It to Post re-recorded, that should be out within 2 weeks, hopefully.
Right, okay, yeah, because you've been recording those, let's give Dave a bit of a plug, shall we? Creative Studios has been looking after you, has he?
Yeah, he has. Yeah. He's probably listening.
Love you, Dave.
Yeah.
He could well be.
Thanks
yeah.
for the biscuits.
Yeah.
Endless tea and biscuits outside
biscuits.
The room.
Yeah, no.
Where are my biscuits?
I think me and Sam had them all in earlier.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're really
good. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Yeah, no.
He doesn't give them to everybody, it's true. But
only people he likes, so sorry.
I think we just kind of found
them. Yeah, I just found them. Yeah, I saw it on the site, so I thought I'm looking for biscuits. But yeah, we recorded that. Was that? No, it was 2 weeks ago now.
Right.
We were back in on. When were we back in? We did a bit of extra on Saturday.
It was Tuesday.
It was going to be Saturday, it was Tuesday. But yeah, we recorded that over 2 days with Dave, who's excellent, really. It's we recorded last time at Card Trick, which I'd really recommend for rehearsals.
Right. Where's Card Trick?
It's Chelmsford.
Right,
well, it's
okay.
Mount Nessing. It was good, but we're trying to just see what we can get elsewhere, kind of thing. We might go back to them just to do a song or two, but for an EP, definitely Dave's the way to go.
Why not just keep writing and recording and spread the love around to all the local studios that need the business? Yeah, cool. Okay, so maybe you get some videos recorded. We've got the songs, and you mentioned that you're at university, so that's obviously why aren't you at university now? Aren't you meant to be at university now?
Oh, now you've said it. I was meant to be somewhere. No.
When do you start? Do you start here? Because it's 18th of September.
Mid December. No. I'm going up on Saturday, probably start on the 6th.
Right, okay.
Which is a month after everyone else.
that's quite a short term then, really, isn't it? Because you missed
it's 6th
break
October.
Up Christmas, yeah. November, is it? Oh,
yeah, 12th of December. Yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm on probably reading week in there as well, so we've only got 5 weeks or so, and then we're back.
Are you all going to different universities as well?
Yeah, I'm at Brighton.
Well, Reese is an electrician, but
I'm taking a very long hiatus from uni.
Uni of electricity.
Yeah.
But no, we're already at different unis. Me and Sam aren't too far away, so we could meet up.
9 miles away.
Or not. He's not interested in it, apparently.
Do you want to talk to me?
Yeah, we can meet up, do some practice. Maybe not for time to discuss it, in case he says something negative.
Yes, anyway, moving on. So, obviously, you just had your Flag Factory gig.
Oh, yes.
And so there's no more gigs until, obviously, you'll get back and start planning it. How was Flag Factory for you all?
Oh, it was excellent. I mean, last year, it was the first festival we played locally, and we opened it. We were the first act on at 11. It was only my parents in the crowd, but, no, we really appreciate it.
I caught you as well. I was there.
Yeah, I know. It was excellent video as well.
Yeah,
Put it to post video. Yeah, that was excellent.
The audience up to about 4.
Yeah, I think you... multiplied by quite a few, but that was excellent because Ollie's always been supportive of us. He's given us all our gigs minus one, I think. Right. So he's just really good.
So you've been playing
guy.
At the Essex Arms as well, have you?
Yeah, we play Essex Arms quite regularly.
We had the night at the Enterprise, didn't we?
We played up in Camden once.
Oh, right. Okay. How did that go?
I wouldn't recommend it. not the Enterprise. I'd recommend going Camden, right. But not playing the Enterprise.
What was wrong with the Enterprise?
Well, you got messed around by the record.
Yeah, they wanted people where they were pretending to be a record label. Well, they are a record label, but they false promises, basically. It was to the Shermans as well, and Abode.
That doesn't sound like promoters to me, false promises.
Yeah, I know. Who would ever do that? No.
Yeah, shocking. Any gigs that stand out that you've done?
I'd probably say
our first headline one at the Essex Arms was
that was excellent. We did one as well at a pub. I can't remember which pub it was locally.
O'Neill's
went well, but we did one as well. We were basically headlining it, and we had a near 2 hour set.
To
go
it's
from
now,
being half
it?
An hour. Sorry,
so it's shut down now. It's the
yeah
Halls
shut down
Groom.
Now. It's Halls and Groom. We were meant to play 2 hour set, and we were like, well.
So you had a 2 hour set, and how many songs did you have for?
I think we did about 13, 14. We had like a half hour gap in the middle. Yeah. Scrug it out as much as we could.
I think we had a 20 minute version of Jerk It Out on there.
Yeah, right? Jerk It Out.
We just kept on going and going. We was loving that night.
Yeah. Stacey's Mum, which was a great cover. What else did we cover?
We've done quite a few, didn't we?
Did All Star.
Yeah, we did. Rafe by Peace as well.
Rafe by Peace.
I think we still did Hate So I Told You So.
Yeah, Hate So I Told You So. Right. That was just covers. Yeah. We had to bring out the covers.
Yeah, cool. Of course, I saw you recently because you were at the Best of the Fest Pretend Battle of the Bands competition.
Yeah,
it wasn't actually a competition at all.
No, I thought that was great.
Was that the night we played Problem as well? Or was that the time?
No.
So, the bands were.
Yeah, it was. That gig was excellent for
there
us.
There was a good crowd there, wasn't there? There was about 100 people in that room.
It was a big crowd for the biggest we've had.
It was a very good night.
We worked a lot on that gig trying to get it together, the set, rather than playing a song, stopping, and then all looking down and going, right, what's next?
Yeah.
We tried to get it so it was all smooth and only have a couple of gaps, which worked well. Sam really enjoyed doing an interlude with me.
I loved it.
Yeah, no, we were just trying to do it as smooth as possible, be a professional. Sometimes we don't come across professional.
Yeah,
definitely not. You and Sean, no.
Oh, especially with you and Bam Reese.
What?
I mean, bass, come on.
But I make bass look good.
Oh.
You make bass look sexy.
I don't remember seeing a lot of dancing that night. I might have been wrong.
No, I think it's because he was trying to play bass. but he's not, he's okay.
I think your set could probably benefit from a little bit less bass and a little bit more jumping around.
A little bit jumping around. Yeah, I think, was it that night? One of the nights I decided to put, because I have a lot of pedals and I put them to the side.
Yeah.
And I just thought this would be good because I'm out of the way, because Reese was behind me that night and I thought, if he hits me, I will be annoyed. and I played sideways and he still managed to hit me. But everyone said to me, why were you just facing the wall? I was just like ignoring the crowd.
Well,
but
I mean, the night we played at O'Neill's as well, I basically fell over the drum kit.
Oh yeah, that was great as well.
I near enough hit the deck because I was going for it so much. I was swinging the bass around and I think I've hit one of the cymbals and he's just lost balance. It was nearly an absolute disaster.
Yeah. Definitely hit me every single gig.
I've hit you. I've definitely hit Harry.
I get hit quite regularly.
Do I hit you, Sam?
I'm safe. I'm behind the drum kit.
Yeah.
Right, I'll aim for you next time.
You hit me. You shouldn't.
We'll get him next time.
the band that hits itself.
Sorry?
The band that hits itself. You normally get these... Yeah. The band that celebrates itself or whatever. The band that hits itself. Anyway, I mean, you're all off at uni. Is that affecting the sort of songwriting and recording? I guess it is to a certain extent.
I mean, last year I'd definitely say it did, because I had a plan while I was at uni, just because I knew I had quite a lot of free time in the first year, and out of all the years it's probably the best to do it, just to get as much as I could recorded, and because I was going to start recording myself, and I did write some songs, but just I didn't have the recording equipment, so it was a pain. But this year I've got myself sorted, so every time I have a song, I've got a mic now. Okay. I can just demo anything and send it off to the guys and see what they come up with.
And you're still sort of developing as a band, you're still writing, looking to records,
definitely.
More gigs, more, you know, maybe an album or something like that?
I'd say so. I mean, what songs have we put on the album? What are we doing, Peter's Post? Peter's Post re-recorded for the third time. we'll slowly work our way there. We won't promise it yet.
Fun days.
Bring that back.
In the old days, a band would get together and go, right, okay, let's start writing our album. That was the thing. But it's not like that anymore, is it? People just content to just drip feed the off track, Bandcamp or whatever.
The review would read filler aplenty. It would just be crushingly honest. Yeah. Yeah, no.
40 minutes of drum fills.
Oh yeah, filler aplenty. That would be a great album name.
Or great band name if you ever want to change your band name. Filler aplenty.
Yeah. Definitely. We should have done that for the cover night. Because filler aplenty.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm doing my user at uni now.
You're doing what?
I'm going to create a band called Filler Aplenty.
Good luck with that.
Side project.
Yeah. Bassist have a side project. That's never worked out ever before.
So maybe we'll think of some examples in a minute, yeah.
We're annoyed with the bassist listeners now.
Yeah.
Imagine, wasn't Sting a bass player? He did all right, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I was going to say Ian Porter as well. He played bass as well, didn't he?
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah. Ignore what I've said. Yeah, bassists are good.
Sometimes. Okay, so what else does the future hold for you, do you think?
I think we're going to try and record another track at Christmas. It won't be a Christmas song, sadly. Although that is an idea now. Stop trying to get writing.
We could put Santa Claus in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Just have a normal song and just put some sleigh bells in the background. You know, jingle, 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 and then people get the message. Christmas.
Yeah, I'd say so. Because best of everything, summer anthem, Christmas song. Definitely. We'll go for number one with it. Definitely. What would you call it?
We'll think of a name now.
Yeah, we'll beat the X Factor. That's easy.
We'll beat the X Factor.
I'll just go on stage dressed as Santa Claus. It'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, we might put that idea on hold then.
It's good to have a plan.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to try and do a gig in Christmas as well. Get some new material down for that.
Cool.
And see where it goes from there.
Okay, well, we'll be following your progress. And looking forward to hearing the new stuff. Of course, we've got some new stuff already, which we'll be playing out on the show. So thanks for sending those down. So great session tonight. Great to have a chat and a catch up. So Harry and Ollie and Sean and Sam and Reese, trying to read your names off the screen, because I'm never going to get all five right. I can go. Thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Look forward to getting you down at Phoenix FM another time.
Cheers. Thank you. Yeah. Cheers. See you soon.